The Cauldron of Time by James O'Day. We who live and breathe in a body see the Creator's signature as living gold, the gold of a magnificent sunlight splashed on the active rivers, our heart's generosity pouring molten love into the world, glowing in our greatest stories, signaling beauty, celebrating the courage to go outside and be more than reflections, instead to be living flames of gold, burning in existence as naked human God sparks. But gold is not the goal as some profess. It is the gate through which we pass into the new life, into the greening of our spirit, into an aliveness vitalized in worlds unseen by the material eye. The green soul force growing in vibrant concentrations of consciousness, where perception begins to merge with the source and with all incorruptible energies of life eternal. Up to this point, all is energy, energized by the green waves of the heart's subtle compassion. But still, there is an invitation beyond the gold of inspiration and the green of illumination, an invitation that seems to seep out of a velvet darkness, a lake of nothingness, an invitation to no space, no time, no movement, no thought, no accomplishments, no accolades, no echoes of the world gone, gone, all gone, nothing left but the empty well of original bliss. Only those who enter this dark night can look up and see the hidden face of God, where nothing and everything are one.